Blog Talk Radio.
Are you or a loved one in recovery? Then you need to order a copy of the new book, Building Blocks of Recovery. Building Blocks of Recovery is a roadmap for people in recovery. If you've been in recovery for years or are just beginning, Building Blocks of Recovery is for you. Inside, you will find sober support recovery steps combined with holistic methods of living and growing that will help you recover from the inside out. Order your copy on Amazon for Kindle and at buildingblocksofrecovery.com.
Well, hello. Sorry I was late tonight, you guys. Had a little technical difficulties, but I am here now. Welcome to Building Blocks of Recovery Radio. This is Sandy Kozlowski, and we have about 19 minutes left on the show. I am so excited to be here. I had just came back from an absolutely fabulous yoga class tonight. And what our topic tonight is about body shaming. Hang on, let me sign into the chat really quick. There we go. And it is, sorry, I'm checking one more thing here. Anyway, the thing is about body shaming, and that I'd like to talk about is that, I guess the way I want to talk about it is I want to tell you kind of what's happened. I don't know, I was supposed to have a live stream event so I could live stream this, and apparently that's not working either. Woohoo, I love my life. Anyway, so I guess I want to talk about body shaming, and hopefully my computer doesn't die. My son is that cord connected to Tim's? Will that work online? For some reason, okay, you're about to hear my kids fight. Anyway, yay, hooray, it's been that day. I'm sorry, do I sound scattered? I feel scattered. Anyway, the reason that I... it doesn't work. You can't find the cord to my computer, so I might end up dipping out early tonight, too. All right, let me go back. So I think the reason that body shaming is so important to me is that in all of the years of being a yoga instructor, well, actually, it goes back farther than that. So when I was young, way, way before I started having children, I was pretty anorexic. So I was super, super skinny. People used to come up, and I hated this, but they would pull on my collarbones. And they go, wow, look, I can almost get my fingers all the way around your collarbones. And it would always hurt when people did that. And so it's like I kept getting skinnier and skinnier because obviously with any kind of eating anything, that's the only way we have control, right, is through what we consume. And that's definitely what was going on during that time. Well, then I got pregnant, and my body, I don't know why, my body just doesn't remember that I'm not pregnant for some reason. And with every child, I gained weight and lost less and less of it. And so now being a plus-sized woman, still thinking I'm a skinny woman, I don't know if any of you can relate to this, but now I'm feeling like, so I'm trying to go back to being that athletic skinny person and can't quite find her, right? Okay. So, and I'm getting a lot. So first I had body shaming for being too skinny. Then I had body shaming for being too curvy because when I started to mature, everything curved out. And then I got body shamed for being fat. And so it's like no matter which way I went, I couldn't win. And part of the reason that drove me to yoga was that I wanted to feel alive in my body again. It wasn't so much for losing weight. It was just to feel not like yuck. And so 12-ish, 13-ish years ago, I took, well, actually it started before that. I took a yoga class in college, and the woman, even though I was a little bit rounder then, not quite like I am now, but I was a little bit rounder then. The woman who was my teacher, she just really worked with me and worked with my body and saw a yogi within me. And so then when I found out about the yoga teacher training and realized that the fibromyalgia I felt I had, and it's always kind of slipping a crapshoot if I had fibromyalgia or not, the fibromyalgia that I felt I had, lessened, the pain lessened, when I did yoga. Now, when I don't do yoga, I get into a great deal of body pain again. When I do yoga, I don't have body pain. Cool. That I found what works for me. And so then I started being a plus size yogi. And what happened with being a plus size yogi is that I actually had people say, well, if you were truly, honest to gosh, this is true, if you were truly a yogi, you wouldn't be fat, because only they didn't have the courage to say the word fat. They said overweight or heavy. You know, they didn't have the courage to just call me fat to my face. And I wasn't let in like any yoga studios, and I wasn't, because I didn't look the part. And what's really crazy is I'm like freakishly strong, and people would look at me and they'd scoff and they'd say, there's no way you do yoga. And then they'd see me go into poses and they're like, holy crap, you do yoga. And so it like kind of blew everyone's mind. And so I started out my first yoga series with, what did the school call it? I started at South Puget Sound Community College, and I started teaching, and they called it something like Yoga for Women with Curves or something. And that ended up both bringing in a ton of people and pissing off a lot of people. So, now real women with curves. And so my battery's at 10%, so I don't know how long this show is going to last today. I'm so sorry, guys. Anyway, so pissed a lot of people off. So then I went to, I'm still looking for my power cord, hoping I can find it. So then I went to, a lot of people in a lot of communities got mad. I had men coming to the class thinking I was going to throw them out. Of course, I would never do that, right? Those of you who know me really know I would never do that. And so then people would, I had all kinds of bodies to come into my class. I had people who were super skinny, scrawny. I had people who were super athletic. I had people who were heavy. I had people who had body issues. I had people who had disabilities. And what was so incredibly amazing is with all of these people, they were like, I realized at that point in real time that that's actually when I think my real body yoga happened, is when instead of judging people, sorry, I'm at 7%, instead of judging people and their body types when they walked in, we just did yoga together. And the body shaming stopped. And my judgment of other people who didn't look like me stopped. Now, on Tuesday nights, we have this most amazing community where nobody is shamed. Like, I laugh at myself. We laugh with each other. It's truly a beautiful community. What is body shaming about? I really think it's people shaming, like trying to tell each other we don't belong on the planet when actually, and those of you who know me know this is true, honestly, I really believe that we all belong on the planet, and we all belong, and we all need to hear that we're loved and that we're beautiful. Sometimes I'll walk through Fred Meyer and I'll look at people and I'll think, when's the last time somebody honestly told you that you were amazing and that you were lovely? And that's my mission, is to just grab people, put them on the yoga mat and tell them how beautiful they are, and then let them see their own beauty. That's what, and body shaming kills people and love heals. Sorry to end this early tonight, guys, but this is Sandy Kozlowski on 6% battery power, and I will be talking to you next week. I have a feeling we're going to need to continue this conversation. Thank you so much for listening. This is Sandy Kozlowski, the author of Building Blocks of Recovery. Available now for you on Amazon.com and for the Kindle is Building Blocks of Recovery, the second edition, where I took the initial workbook and I reworked it so that you could really delve in deeper. The deluxe edition has journal pages, coloring pages, recipes, delicious color. It's a 360 experience on how to change your life. The journal pages is if you download the Kindle version and you're looking for something a little bit more to go a little bit deeper, the journal pages are for you. Building Blocks of Recovery is now available for you to purchase for yourself or a loved one on the Kindle and on Amazon.com.